This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone out there listening today. You're listening to the Knife and Fork Radio Show once again on another Thursday with your hosts, Eric and Mike. And I've got another very special guest in studio with us today. How are you doing, Dee? Dee owns Chicken Salad Chick, a bunch of them in the area from what I understand. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. We're happy to have you in the studio. Just so you know, also out there in the listening audience, I want to give the phone number out early today because we've got a very special giveaway also from Dee. Phone number is going to be 727-441-3000, or if you're outside of the calling area or the listening area, rather, you can call 1-866-826-1340. Dee's gone out of her way to put a beautiful gift basket together, and it's going to have everything that you need for Chicken Salad Chick. There's gift cards in there, there's jackets, there's tumblers, there's cookies. I'm looking at it, and I'm so excited that I'm going to sneak in a phone call myself and try to win this damn thing today. Ed, how you doing back there in the production studio?
Got my sailboat ready and everything for what's going on out there.
I like sailing. I've never done it before, but I'll go for a ride with you if you want to go. That's fine. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good, man. I'm good. Let's carry it with a Hemi and let's do it.
I'm in. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. All right, we're going to skip through a few things today. We're going to do a little bit of the restaurant news. We're going to start off with that. And then in the 920 segment, we're going to have Dee talk about her ventures in the restaurant business, what she does. She's going to give us some insight into Chicken Salad Chick as well. And Dee, just so you know, if at any time you want to chime in, if you want to talk, listen, you're our guest start to finish on this show. You don't have to wait until the 920 segment. Feel free to just chime in and say whatever you like, because this is an open forum and you're our guest and we want you to be able to talk as much as you want to, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. All right, so I hate to bring up, you know, the horrible news that happened this past week, but, you know, the shipping accident in Baltimore that took the bridge down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How awful is that?
It's terrible.
To watch the video footage of that is just, it's unbelievable. And it reminds me, Dee, how long have you been in the area, in the Bay Area for?
28 years.
Okay, so you probably weren't here when the Skyway Bridge came down.
Just missed it.
And, man, I'll tell you, the first thing that I thought of when I saw that on the news was the Skyway Bridge coming down. Oh. That was a disaster.
That was a complete disaster.
And then 35 people died.
Yeah.
I was in school when that happened.
It was terrible. And now we relived it again in Baltimore. But, you know, the unfortunate thing is Baltimore is a big shipping hub, you know, that harbor. And there's going to be some slowed down production for some shipping now because of that until they get this bridge redone and they get everything cleared out and ready to go. So apparently the sugarcane industry is going to be affected by that because
That's a big problem.
Yeah, there's a 115-year-old Domino sugarcane processing factory in the Baltimore area. And it's like a staple of the area. And now the ships can process, but they can't distribute any longer. So that's going to be a big issue moving forward. It's not really restaurant related, but it definitely has something to do because sugar's an ingredient.
It's
huge. I don't know if the prices are going to go up on sugar, if there's going to be a supply and demand issue at this point, but yeah, who knows? Who knows what else is going to be affected by this? It's terrible. And our hearts go out to all the people that had to suffer that tragedy. Yeah, it's horrible.
Sugar in the raw, $100,000 a 2 ounce pack.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a mess. I hope
it's
not.
It's going to be COVID all over again.
I can't wait to get our mask. You know what? Here's something interesting in the news. And I don't like to bash other restaurants, and I don't get on this show to do that, but this one's kind of worthy of coming up. There's a wing joint in Tampa on Columbus Avenue. You can probably figure out what place it is. I'm not going to name it. There's only a couple different wing joints in the area. This place has been shut down 3 times in the last month for health department violations.
Oh, wow.
3 times. The health inspector came in there the other day. They were looking around.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. And I don't want to talk about the name, but there's only a couple different wing joints in the area, and it's not Hooters. Okay?
No.
So we can probably figure it out from there.
It's not Hooters.
It's not. 3 different times. Over the course of a month.
It's classier than Hooters, though, right?
Oh, it's way classier. Yeah, it's way classier.
That's what I thought.
Listen to this, Mike. While the health inspector was in there doing the routine inspection.
Right over his foot.
A rodent ran right over his foot. And he watched him go into the corner and start eating food off the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't crawling that, around on the bags of flour.
Yeah, on the bags of flour. Droppings everywhere from the rodents. I mean, it's disgusting.
Oh, they locked their doors.
Yeah. 3 times in a month. For violations.
I think at that point, you have to say it's an emotional support rat. Right?
Yeah, not a bad idea. Get a little vest for it, walk it around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not a bad idea. Okay, right? Yeah, I like that.
I think
emotional support
grandfathered
rat.
Grandfathered in at that point.
I think you might be.
I think you have. You could let him on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You take them on the plane with you. You, can sit, with you have to buy a chair. Do you have to buy the seat next to you, or can you keep them on your lap?
I think you keep them on your lap.
I think they fly free.
Do they fly for free? Even better.
Like kids 12 and under, they fly free.
I love it. I love it. All right, I'm going to look into that and try to get that done. Thankfully, I don't have that issue at my restaurant. None of us at this table will ever have to deal with that
Columbus and Dale Mabry to figure it out.
Well, Columbus and Dale Mabry, yeah, you can figure it out from there. The locations drop, people. Go look it up for yourselves. I'm not going to tell you the name, but it's not Hooters. Hey, Ed, have you gone to I know you went to Wendy's and got that Baconator. Have you tried that orange creamsicle frosty that they just rolled out?
I was going to yesterday, and the line was, like, ridiculous.
No kidding.
When I was driving by. Well, it was raining.
Yeah,
was
just one of those things.
Close to dinner time, and it was, like, 10 cars deep, and I'm like, forget it.
Apparently, it's all the rage, just like those damn, whatever, those pizza puffs from Little Caesars that we were talking about before the show started today.
The last thing they had during Thanksgiving, I think it was the pumpkin pie or something like that.
A frosting?
Yeah.
Really?
The frosting was unbelievable.
It was good? Yeah. You liked it? Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I did.
We're talking about Wendy's here?
Wendy's, yeah.
Yeah.
There's been so many Wendy's shut down in my area.
Yeah, you were telling me that the last time we were talking about Wendy's.
Actual Wendy's have shut down on Dale Mabry in the last 6 months.
That's interesting. I wonder why. I wonder what's causing the shutdown.
Yeah, I wonder why, because to me, their food has made a turnaround.
I'm telling you.
Hands down, best fries.
Yeah.
Well, they have the best fast food, I think.
When they did that guaranteed hot and fresh,
it's
best
a real
fries
thing.
Ever.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Yeah, you know my stance on Wendy's. I've talked about it before. That Baconator, I convinced you. Yeah. I made a believer out of you, and I haven't had one in 15 years.
To me, it was the way it was put together. It wasn't thrown against the wall three times before you got it.
right, exactly.
You know, yeah. It was
composed. It looked nice.
It was all nice, you know, like the patties actually lined up.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can take a photo of it and put it in the menu.
That's nice. Yeah, you take it out of the container and it looks like it does in the picture. You never see that nowadays. That's never going to happen, ever.
Well, not like the chizza.
The chizza was, you know, I told you last week, Mike, and God damn it, I'm not going to talk about this chizza anymore, man. You got to just leave it alone, man. Ed, do something about this, guys. And get security, get this guy out of here, please. We'll talk about that a later time, D, all right? It's a horrible experience that I never want to relive, but this guy over here keeps making me bring it up again.
Hey, maybe it has something to do with California raising the minimum wage to $20 an hour.
Oh my god!
I told him that when he walked in today.
Minimum wage.
Good thing we're not in California.
Well, $20 an hour.
So if you haven't heard that California's today, it's official. Minimum wage will go to $20 an hour.
Amazing.
Which all the menu prices are going to go up. McDonald's has already said that. McDonald's is going to react by raising their prices and laying off employees. So those of you that are left, you get $20 an hour. Now, as a small business owner, and to your guests, this question also, what would that do to your business today?
Destroy it.
I'll tell you, and here's the thing about the restaurant business. You can only raise your prices so much before you start to lose customers. You know what I mean? People are only going to pay a little bit more for the same product they got for a little bit less yesterday, tomorrow. And you continue to raise those prices, and you move them up across the board. I can only get so much money for my product, and that's just economics.
Give me a product on your menu.
Yeah, chicken parmesan.
How much is that?
$15.95, served with soup and salad.
Okay, if the minimum wage is $20 an hour, what would you raise that price to?
It would have to go $18.95, $19.95 all day long.
Okay.
All day long. And so with the rest of the menu, I'd have to jack the prices at least $3 to $4 a pop. A Don Vito sub, which is my best-selling Italian sandwich on the menu, it sells for $10 right now. I'd have to sell it for $15. There's no way around it. You know, just to support the labor.
So when you just that item there, tax and a drink.
Sure.
And a tip would be close to $30.
Oh, yeah, you're mid-20s, yeah, all day long, yeah. And that's just for one item and a drink, yeah.
We've been having this conversation for a while now.
It's terrible.
We're at 15.
I know.
We got to go up incrementally $1
every
single year.
Yeah.
We employ a lot of kids.
Sure.
So
it's
very difficult when I have you, who's got a 30-year career, and a 15-year-old that this is your first job, but I have to pay you the same wages.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Now I know.
We have a lot of long-time employees that are getting ready to turn over because they don't have a choice.
Sure. Yeah, I get it. And it's
pay
horrible.
Good wages.
And it's horrible. It's going to drive small businesses like mine and yours and yours. It's going to drive us right out of business if that happens down here.
It's going to drive the customer service away.
Absolutely.
The business will survive, but we'll have to put kiosks.
Everything's going to be self-service.
Yeah.
Right. Everything will be self-service. And you see them all day long. I go on, like on the Facebook to look at different things for my restaurant, make sure it comments and whatever, and you see the ads pop up all day long.
Yep.
Self-serve kiosk. We're going to eliminate the entire workforce, and we're going to go 100% automated with AI. And then
it's not going to fix anything.
It's not going to fix.
You're taking the human out of the element.
I know.
No one's
customer service is gone.
Right.
It's terrible.
It's a very easy fix.
What's
very easy fix.
How do you fix it, Mike? Give us your insight.
All right. What you have to do is you have to you have to increase the tip credit by the government.
Yes.
Instead of being $3.02,
right,
every time it goes up a dollar, you just increase the tip credit.
Right, gotcha.
So instead of being $3.02, every time they go up, it should be
$4.02. $4.02.
And then $5.02.
Yeah.
So in theory, minimum wage stays the same, but you have to be tipped more,
right,
and you add the tips into what's going on,
and then you're actually making minimum wage.
We're a tipping company, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
for sure.
We get tips, but we pay on those tips.
Yeah.
Well, you have,
of course.
Yeah, I imagine you have to pay on those tips.
We pay taxes. They pay taxes.
Absolutely.
Everybody pays taxes. You get double taxed.
We're triple taxed.
Yep.
Triple
unless there's a dollar cash money going into the bucket in front of the worker, that money that's getting processed on your credit card transaction has to get taxed. My guys get tipped like crazy. They make so much money in my restaurant.
And it's 3% off the top, too.
Well, you get 3% for the credit card fees, and then we, as the employer, pay the taxes on it. And
absolutely.
The employee pays the taxes on it.
Everyone,
and at the end of the year, you pay taxes on it.
Yep. Of course. It's fun.
And then you receive your $4 back from the government.
And D, I ask myself this question every week. I bring it up at least once a week. I don't know why the hell I ever got into this business.
I'll be honest with you. I have a background in criminal justice.
No, do you really?
I have a degree in criminal justice, and I hated it. So this was my fallback
career. I'll tell you. I love the restaurant business. Don't get me wrong. I say it jokingly every week. But I'll tell you, there's got to be an easier way to make a buck out there than what we're doing.
Yeah, I just dropped out of college.
Yeah. So. I don't even think I ever went in. So I don't know. At least you made it through the front door. I got to the front door. I turned my car around. I had a beer that day.
Well, at least you didn't get kicked out.
Moving along. Just a couple of different restaurant facts just for entertainment purposes. I was checking into this the other day. Apparently, 14.7 million people in the United States are employed by restaurants. That's a pretty staggering number, wouldn't you say?
That's a pretty big number.
That's a big number.
Well, no one knows how to cook anymore.
14.7
million. No one wants to cook anymore. It's cheaper to eat out.
Yeah.
It is.
But it
You're right.
To go to the grocery store.
Because time is money.
Cheaper,
time is money.
Time is money.
You know, I look at that a lot sometimes when I get like meat and stuff. I can go to a restaurant and have that cooked, you know?
And you don't have to clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
They do all the work for you.
And it tastes a lot better, too.
Yeah. So. It's always going to be consistent unless you go to, you know, some crappy restaurants. But if you go to a decent place, it's going to be good.
Well, the thing to me is that you say you want to make a dish, and then you go to the grocery store to make this dish, you have to buy the whole tub of sour cream, you have to buy all the cheese, you have to buy all the lettuce, you have to buy all added lettuce, you have to buy, you know, and then you have to put all these ingredients together, which cost you $40, $50, $60.
You don't have the ingredients readily available, just throw a meal together.
Now you've paid just as much at a restaurant, and you've done all the work.
Sure, and you got to clean up after yourself.
That's
true.
So that's kind of where it's
at. You're right, though, D. It's almost cheaper to just go out and eat nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it is. Until minimum wage gets to $20 an hour, and then we'll revisit this conversation in a couple of years. But for now, it's cheaper.
Well, hopefully I'll be retired by then.
Oh, my God, yeah. I want to sell the farm and just move. I just want to get the hell out of town. I want to sell the entire farm and just get the hell out of here.
If the prices went down on food, your supplies, then you could survive.
Right, but the prices aren't. They're going the opposite direction.
If the prices keep going up, and then the cost of help goes up, then forget it.
Yep, absolutely. You're 100% right, Ed. And our prices are not going down. I'll tell you that much.
Don't buy anything with plastic in it.
Plastic?
Oh,
through the roof.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's true. And the price of just meat, like chickens, through the roof. Ground beef. I paid $4.15 a pound for ground beef the other day. I remember when it was $1.69 a pound for ground beef.
Man, that hurts.
Make a 10-pound batch of meatballs, and it's just like crap. I'm losing my ass on this deal. It's terrible.
Yeah, we gotta start mixing pork in there.
Some ground pork and veal.
No veal.
10% of the nation's workforce are employed at restaurants, and almost half of all American adults have some point worked at a restaurant in their life. I thought that was pretty interesting as well. That's a pretty big number. I know.
I think that's a little skewed because half of America doesn't know how to tip.
Right.
So clearly they didn't work in restaurants.
And they weren't on the receiving end. Exactly. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I think there's a lot of tip exhaustion out there.
Well, tip exhaustion is a big thing because they're asking you.
I was at Walmart the other day checking out my own stuff, and it asked if you want to leave a gratuity.
No, at Walmart?
At Walmart. Walgreens.
What do you tip on the Walgreens guy for?
I'm not tipping anybody.
No, but I said, why would they have the nerve to ask that? That doesn't make any sense.
Employees are underpaid.
Well, I think that's a donation, isn't it, to a charity or something?
I know they do those charity drives all the time
at
Walgreens.
When you're checking out, they ask if you want to...
Right, donate to whatever cause, like the Red Nose Foundation, all those things.
I like to see their tax information.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what they do.
I don't do it anymore because you can't guarantee where it's going.
The reason why they do that, though, is, you know, so like you go in there and you donate a dollar. Mike goes in there and donates a dollar. They take all that money and they send it into the charity, but then they have that entire pool of money as a write-off for their company at the end of the year. So you imagine every Walgreens across the country giving to one charitable cause. They take that money, they do donate it, but now they look like the hero because they're giving this donation away, and then they get millions and millions and millions of dollars of write-offs at the end of the year for using other people's money for donation, because the company now is the one that's the donator. So they get to write that off.
Perfect example, the ASPCA, you see the ads on TV about the dogs and
Sarah
the
McLaughlin.
Misabused,
yeah.
And all that, and send in your donation, $19 a month.
Sure.
You know, that's a nonprofit. Do you know what the CEO makes?
A lot.
You know, the normal CEO of a nonprofit makes about $100,000 a year.
Right.
This guy makes over $1 million.
That's crazy.
And ASPCA has over $20 million in offshore accounts.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up right after the show.
Look
today.
It up.
I will absolutely look it up.
Don't know the name. I forget the name of the guy that's the CEO.
Yeah. Hopefully.
But it just does. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy.
I would rather tip heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
At a local place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
A restaurant.
Yeah.
Then I would give the money to you don't know where it's going.
Totally understand.
You
know? Right.
Just because you click a button. Hey.
Yeah, and it takes that money right out of your account immediately.
Hey, we got to think about a kennel, man.
We might be able to pull this off. We'll think about that. We'll get some of those rats from that that wing joint. We'll pretend they're dogs.
We'll put vests on.
Emotional support rats.
Hey, listen, folks, we're going to take a quick break real quick. 9:22 right now. We'll be back in just a minute or so, and we're going to have D talk about the chicken salad chick. Phone lines are open. When we come back, we're going to be giving that gift basket away, 727-441-3000. I want one of you guys to call in and win that gift basket today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen, we never compromise quality. Every dish is made to order, and everything that goes in the dish is made from scratch. From our delicious marinara sauce to our homemade croutons that go in your Caesar salad and everything else in between, we offer dine-in, take-out, and delivery as well. Call us at 727-841-8864 or check us out on the web at www.goodfellasitalian.com. We also have a full catering menu available for all of your large party needs. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen. We're located at 5446 Grand Boulevard in beautiful downtown Newport Richey. You can reach us at 727-841-8864. Check us out on the web at www.goodfellowsitalian.com.
This April 9th to the 14th, join us in Lakeland at Sun and Fun's biggest event ever. Discover a jam-packed lineup of special events all week long. Dazzling air shows and hundreds of exhibits are waiting for you. And don't miss a once-in-a-lifetime concert by Dylan Scott.
I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs.
With special guest Sarah Evans on opening night Tuesday, April 9th at 6 p.m. Witness the Thunderbirds soar through the afternoon sky as you explore more than 500 exhibitions. Watch mesmerizing fireworks shows on Wednesday and Saturday night and more. Get ready for an immersive experience for the whole family. And don't forget, you can bring kids under 10 for free. Whether you stay for a day or all week, take fun to new heights this April. Don't miss out on Sun and Fun 2024. Get tickets and a guaranteed parking pass at flysnf.org. That's flysnf.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:24. You're listening to the Knife and Fork Radio Show with your hosts, Mike and Eric. And we've got Dee Conigliaro from Chicken Salad Chick in the studio with us. Did I get that right? I didn't hang up too bad.
Didn't mangle it. That's great.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a little bit of a memory, but I'm going to forget how to pronounce it in about 5 minutes.
That's
so I'll
okay.
let you take it from there. Yeah, I got Dee from Chicken Salad Chick in the studio with us today. Listen, she's brought in a beautiful gift basket. It's worth almost, it's between $150 and $200 worth of stuff inside the basket. It's got t-shirts, it's got tumblers, it's got mugs, it's got cookies. It has gift certificates to go to Chicken Salad Chick. It's all wrapped up in a beautiful, what is that, like
cooler.
A cooler. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful display. And I want one of you guys to call in and win that thing. We're going to actually do that.
We're on YouTube. You put it on the table there. They can see it.
That's true. We probably can. You want to grab that, Mike?
Let me put this out there. My managers can't call and win this, okay?
No, that's yeah. If there's a manager out there listening, do not call. There we go. So if you're watching right now on Facebook Live or on YouTube, you can see that beautiful display right there. And we're going to be giving that away probably in about 10, 15 minutes during this segment of the show when we get to D. What we'll do is we'll take a couple different callers. We'll say maybe the third or fourth caller on the line can win the gift basket. Totally random, completely up to you guys. If you want to call in, just listen for my announcement. 727-441-3000. D, talk to me. Let's talk about your business.
All right.
So let's talk about chicken salad chick. I know I've been there before, and I thought it was exceptional. I didn't get a sandwich. I just got a cup of chicken salad, and I thought it was exceptional. I live right down the street from your Alderman location on Alderman US 19. I live right back there in Beacon Groves behind, so it's really convenient for me. So tell me about how you got involved with this industry and this business and, you know, what where are you at with it right now?
Well, reverse, 39 years. Stupidity got me into this business. I needed a place to be able to please people. I'm a people pleaser, and food was my avenue to do
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
I grew a passion for it. I self-taught marketing to myself, and it grew that competitive edge. And every time I saw a competition in front of me, I ran straight for it.
Yeah.
So fast forward a million years, I worked for Hooters, I worked for Denny's, I worked local areas.
Yep.
Come to Chicken Salad Chick. I've been here 7 years.
Okay.
Paul and Lindsay are the primary owners. Paul and Lindsay, where they live local, they're in Palm Harbor.
Okay.
They are very, very, very giving owners.
Awesome.
Not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
They stalked me for the first 4 months to try to get me on board.
Awesome.
They called me, and when they called me, they said, "Hi, my name is Paul. My wife's name is Lindsay, and we've never owned a restaurant before."
Really?
Yeah, drop the phone and run down the street fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
So
I'm
coming off my feet, not interested in teaching somebody how
to
run a restaurant.
Totally understand that.
How do you go from medical sales to, I want to own a restaurant?
Yeah, that's a tough transition.
But I'll tell you what. It's been the best experience.
That's
because
excellent.
People that don't come with those bad habits or that terrible restaurant thought process are the easiest people to acclimate into it.
Right, right.
So it actually was a very good transition.
Yeah, no bad habits. They're not entitled. They don't know better than anybody because they just simply don't know.
Right.
You know, and you hear about this all the time. Like, I hear about people that are opening restaurants, you know, and they have no experience with it, and they don't know what they're getting themselves into. And, you know, some of them make it, like, obviously your guys did. You know, I mean, you guys are doing really well. You're very successful with it. But, you know, it makes me think to myself, like, why would somebody jump into a business that they know nothing about, especially the restaurant industry? And it's got to be because of Gordon Ramsay. It has to be. He makes it all glitz and glamour on TV.
Top chef. For sure.
You know what I mean? You watch a show, you're like, I could do that. No, you can't. You simply can't do it.
I could yell at people for a living.
Right. Yeah, I'll run the pass. That's what he calls it.
Right?
So let's talk about your where are we at with Chicken Salad Chick right now. How many of them do you have?
So right now we have 5 locations.
Excellent.
Our newest one was Brooksville.
Okay.
That was the company's biggest opening they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
There's 255 locations within the brand.
Right.
We own 3 counties.
Okay.
We have 5 locations right now. We're getting ready to look for our 6th location.
Awesome.
We also own 4 Grain and Berries. 2 are in Tampa. 1 is in Carrollwood. 1 is in New Tampa. And then we're opening 1 in Ocala and 1 in Spring Hill.
Wow.
A little bit down the line. We're looking for a location for our Clearwater spot, but we have Palm Harbor was our first baby.
Right.
I have Sarah and Marlon who run that show up there. And then Trinity. I have Darren and Jen that run that location, and Candy and Michelle up in Brooksville.
Awesome.
St. Pete is the biggest issue right now. Not an issue, but it's the biggest thing. Lots going on down there. I'll explain that in just a minute, but I have Mendy down there, and then our Seminole location, which is our biggest sales volume store.
Is it really?
Huge.
Seminole. Wow.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
I have Brooklyn, who is, interestingly enough, we talked about employees very quickly. She is an original employee. She's been with me for 6 years.
Excellent.
She started as a prep cook, and now she's the GM.
And this business, employee retention, is your best friend.
I am very personal with that employee retention. I take it as a slight to me when they quit,
sure.
And I shouldn't, but I do. It's. I know we're not supposed to use that family word in the restaurant environment, but it very much is.
Well, as long as they're quitting for good reason, you know, like they're bettering themselves,
they're going away to college,
or, you know, that's always,
going into the military,
going
their big girl careers or big boy careers.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty cool. That sounds like the business is really booming and doing a really good job for you guys.
Is.
I love it.
It really is.
I love hearing about success. It makes me happy, especially in this industry, because it's tough to be successful in the business.
We have big success. We just got into the Tampa Bay Rays, so we are now full sponsors there.
Nice.
We have a kiosk, and we go live today at 4 o'clock, so I'm quite sure my St. Pete team is running around like crazy people right now.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going right after.
They're listening to the show saying, hurry up 10 o'clock so we can get you out of there and get you over here to help us.
Yeah, the nerves of not knowing what's coming. We don't know how many people we're going to serve. There's 15,000 people in that store.
Right, right.
We don't know how many, and we're brand spanking new.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the MLB Live app, so you can order from your seat. So we don't even know what that looks like.
And who brings it out to them?
They come right down to the kiosk and pick
it up. Yeah, okay, so they
grab and go.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, we just left spring training at the Philly Stadium, too, so we were there for the entire 6 weeks of that.
So that gave you a little prelude as to what to expect moving forward with the Rays, you think? Or you think this is going to be a whole different animal?
I think this is going to be a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, opening day is always packed.
I think
it's
going to be packed. And it's against Toronto. I don't know the Toronto crowd. I know the Yankees games are huge.
Right.
Well, they haven't went back to Canada yet because it's still snowing.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a lot of people from Dunedin packing the stadium.
Sure. And
it's going to happen.
We still do the Canadian news on this station right before our show.
Well, so it is opening day, too, so yeah. It should be close to a sellout.
It will be for sure.
Yeah, that's really cool. You got your work cut out for you. Well, I appreciate you carving out time to come and hang out with me this morning with such
you're
a busy
welcome.
Schedule.
You're welcome.
It means a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, listen, let's get some callers lined up right now. If you're out there listening, 727-441-3000. Third caller on the line is going to get that amazing gift basket from D, all right? And as soon as you get the third caller on the line, let me know because I want to give that gift basket out, all right? Moving forward, what do you got going on? I know I saw you over the St. Pete Grand Prix. That was pretty impressive.
Oh, we had the St. Pete Grand Prix is big years, big every year. This is our sixth year doing it. It's massive.
Yeah.
We seem to be one of the anchors there. We're us and 4th Street Pizza are the only two local vendors that are there.
Wow.
So
that's
we're the
impressive.
Only. It's a very expensive event to get into, but.
Yeah.
Honestly, getting chicken salad in every single mouth that comes through those gates is our primary focus.
Sure,
I stand
course.
At the gate and throw cookies at people. So.
Yeah, I saw you have quite the crowd. I go to the Grand Prix. I'm a big race fan. Anything with a motor, I'm obsessed over. So that's my weekend when the Grand Prix comes into town. And I turned around and I saw your booth there, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And at that point, I hadn't locked you into the show yet, but I was in the process of talking to Teddy to get you locked and loaded. And I'm like, you know what? I think she's going to be on my show in a couple weeks, which is going to be pretty cool. And I turned around, and you guys had a line out the door. Well, not there was a door in the booth, but you know, if you can get that mental image, you guys were busy.
Over 1,000 people.
Over 1,000 people.
Which says a lot when you're selling $4 cheeseburgers two doors down.
Of course. Yeah.
So,
that's a good deal.
It's really good.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that you guys had that booth there. And I actually, I think I told you, Dee, I wanted to get a booth set up for Goodfellas out there this year, but I just couldn't pull it off manpower-wise. I just don't have a big enough crew.
We needed to have 8 people out there every single day.
Yeah, see, you can pull from multiple stores to make that happen if need be. Like, I've only got the one location. I've got 7 employees, period.
Right.
That's it. And then 8 if you can count me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to do one or the other. I'd have to close the restaurant for the weekend or do the Grand Prix, and I'm not going to close the restaurant.
Yeah,
you know, it just didn't make sense to me. Thank you. All right, Ann, you're on the line. I heard you're the big winner today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you listening to the show and calling in. And Dee is right over here, and she's got your gift basket for you.
Hi, Ann. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ann, have you ever been a chicken salad chick before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're in for a treat then, because you got everything you need in this gift basket right here. And from what I understand, there's a couple of gift certificates in there for you, too, so you don't even have to spend any money when you go in there. You get it all on the house. And Dee's paying for your entire meal.
Yeah. So please, make mention of who you are when you go in. Let them know you won the basket on the show so that we can identify you.
Okay. And I'm a big supporter of Goodfellas.
Well, I appreciate that as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, Ann, we appreciate you listening to the show and definitely calling in and winning that gift basket. I'm going to turn you back over to Ed. He's just going to get your information from you, and then we'll make sure we get that gift basket in your hands, all right?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Ann. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon, all right? And I hope to see you over at Goodfellas, and I know we're going to see you over at Chicken Salad Chick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. All right, there we go. Gift basket is
given away.
We'll
get some pictures of her when she goes into the store, and I'll have my social media marker, Kelly.
That'll be nice.
She'll take care of that for us.
That'll be really nice.
Put it all over our pages for us.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, well, that was a successful little giveaway. Ed, what'd you think about that? That was pretty good, right?
checking out the menu right now online. And
you got to stop in there one of these days and check it out because it was good.
Right about now.
Awesome. All right, so we're done with that gift basket giveaway. What else you got coming up? Do you got any other promotions coming up or any kind of things that the public should know
Saturday,
about?
On Saturday, we have a buy two, get one free on our Quick Chicks.
Really? What's a Quick Chick exactly?
A Quick Chick is a pound or half a pound of our chicken salad. We have it in every single flavor. They're sitting in a cooler, full fresh and fronted for the guests to grab anytime they need it.
And that's on Saturday, you said?
On Saturday. The day before any major holiday, we always do a buy two, get one free.
There's
so many people that have so many things going on. You're cooking, your refrigerator's packed, you need something to eat.
Yeah, Easter's this Sunday.
You can't cook any.
Yeah.
2 weeks after St. Patrick's Day, so it makes it even worse.
Now, can you mix and match the different flavors on that 2-for-1?
You can mix and match the different flavors. We have no problem with that. And then you can do a large side if you'd like. So if you want to buy a pound and a side, you can do that too.
Nice. Well, maybe
we try to make it work for our guests.
I might stop in there this Saturday myself. It's on my way home, so I might as
It'll be Saturday.
Yeah, I love it.
Open to close.
I love it. All right, good deal. Well, that's the news going on over at Chicken Salad Chick. I love it. Let's go ahead and take another quick break, if you don't mind, Ed. 9:35 right now. We'll get to the rest of the show. I got some other stuff lined up that's going to take a little bit of time. Teddy B's on the phone. Teddy, just sit tight. I'm going to take a break for just a minute or so, and then as soon as we get back, we're going to get your call lined up, and we'll get you talking, all right? Phone lines will still be open when we come back, 727-441-3000. Sit tight, Teddy. We're looking forward to hearing from you again.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen, we never compromise quality. Every dish is made to order, and everything that goes in the dish is made from scratch. From our delicious marinara sauce to our homemade croutons that go in your Caesar salad and everything else in between. We offer dine-in, takeout, and delivery as well. Call us at 727-841-8864 or check us out on the web at www.goodfellasitalian.com. We also have a full catering menu available for all of your large party needs. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's Goodfellas Knife and Fork Italian Kitchen. We're located at 5446 Grand Boulevard in beautiful downtown Newport Richey. You can reach us at 727-841-8864. Check us out on the web at www.goodfellowsitalian.com.
Every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, join Ed Golly for the Voice of Reason as he counters the spin, distortions, audio illusions, and alternative facts of the conservatives who overwhelm the AM radio band. He'll give you plain, straight, factual discussion of the events of the day from a progressive point of view. Thursday, 10 a.m., here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This April 9th to the 14th, join us in Lakeland at Sun and Fun's biggest event ever. Discover a jam-packed lineup of special events all week long. Dazzling air shows and hundreds of exhibits are waiting for you. And don't miss a once-in-a-lifetime concert by Dylan Scott.
I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs.
With special guest Sarah Evans on opening night Tuesday, April 9th at 6 p.m. Witness the Thunderbirds soar through the afternoon sky as you explore more than 500 exhibitions. Watch mesmerizing fireworks shows on Wednesday and Saturday night and more. Get ready for an immersive experience for the whole family. And don't forget, you can bring kids under 10 for free. Whether you stay for a day or all week, take fun to new heights this April. Don't miss out on Sun and Fun 2024. Get tickets and a guaranteed parking pass at flysnf.org. That's flysnf.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Knife and Fork Radio Show with Mike and Eric and our special guest, D. It's at 9:38 on Thursday morning. And, you know, Mike, like I said it before and I'll say it again, this is my favorite day of the week, man. I love getting up on Thursday morning, having a cup of regular coffee, not mushroom coffee. I told you, Mike, you
comes.
Sneak that damn chizza in there, I'm going to sneak in your crappy mushroom coffee every day.
It is so bad.
I know.
Is there an easier way to take that mushroom coffee, like put it in a shot glass, mix it up, pound it, and then drink the coffee?
I don't even know if you could say this on the radio. You could probably boof it?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, I guess you probably could.
What the heck is
and
that?
Can we say that on the radio?
I can't tell you on the radio.
Oh, all right.
I can tell you afterwards.
We'll save that for off the air. Off the air for sure. Oh my God, it's so funny. But yeah, this is by far, I look forward to Thursdays. I like my listening audience, Mike, our audience out there is getting better and better. It's getting bigger and bigger every week. We're starting to make a real impact in the community with our show, and it makes me feel good knowing that we're doing something good and that the show's becoming a success and watching it unfold right in front of my eyes.
This is the first radio broadcast I've ever done.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
I've been asked to do millions of podcasts. So far, there's so many podcasts out there.
I got
to
tell you.
So many groups. Everybody's got a podcast. Everybody's got a group.
Everybody's got a podcast now.
You know
Wayne Scott, right?
I do.
He was
He's
in
part
studio.
Of the Hub Pro.
Yeah.
I'm a member of the Hub.
He was in here with me last week, and when I set his day up, I went over to his coffee shop up in Newport Richey.
Yes.
We sat down at the table.
Neat coffee bar.
Yeah, neat.
Yes.
And we sat down at the table, and I said, Wayne, I do this radio show on Thursdays. Yeah. And he's like, don't tell me it's a podcast.
Right.
And I said, Wayne, it is not a podcast, man. I said, I wouldn't do that. I said, everybody, like you said, everybody and their brother's got a podcast about God knows what. And all I want to do is just do a radio show where I can have call-ins. You can't really have call-ins during a podcast. I guess you can, but it's not live.
Right.
No, I guess you can have guests.
Yeah, you can have guests.
Yeah.
But you can just watch it, whatever, and listen to it whenever. I like doing live stuff.
Podcasts have been watered down so much.
Well,
you
for
know,
sure.
It's
of course.
Just like,
any Tom, Dick, and Harry can do it. You know, if you've got a laptop and a couple of microphones, you're podcasting.
That's it, man. Yeah, and you're a professional now.
Yeah.
I can't get down with the podcast. I don't understand it. But, you know, I look forward to this Thursday every week. I like listening to the guests call in. I love having the viewers, you know, watching us Facebook Live. I always want to give a special thanks to all the listeners that are out there and everyone that's watching and listening on Facebook Live. You guys are our lifeline. We appreciate you, and we're so happy that you're a part of the show, as we are every week. Moving forward, we had Chasco. Chasco Fiesta was last week in Newport Richey.
That was fun.
Yeah, did you?
We were there.
Were you there? Yeah. Did you do the parade?
All 9 days.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
No, we didn't do the parade.
Okay.
But I will tell you that it's our first time that we did Chasco. We've been in the area for forever. But we've never really dug into it because we always thought it was a drinking game.
Right.
And being a participant of it a few years ago, it was quite the drinking game.
Yeah. It is.
But they have worked so incredibly hard to change downtown Newport Richey.
It's a whole different animal than what it used
to be. Absolutely stunning to see everything down there now. But I will tell you, I'm disappointed in the fact that they close off Chasco to the residents.
Oh, is that right?
We had a huge question and answer posted on our page because they posted the all the food vendors that were out there, but the local residents can't get in.
Why?
You have to pay to
have to pay. I know. I heard that.
It costs a lot of money to do this stuff.
Sure.
But you're blocking out the very people that built the area.
Yeah.
That's their backyard.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So maybe that should open up for the local residents for a certain amount of time for them to enjoy
resident day or whatever.
Taxes
yeah.
on what we're doing.
Yeah. You know what? I heard a lot of scuffle about that too. A lot of the people were a little at arms about that, saying
so we just
you know,
got ahead of that curve, and I saw you jumped off of what I did too.
What's
because,
that?
We jumped off of that, and I just started posting. Call me directly. I'll bring you food right.
Oh, absolutely.
Gate.
Of course.
Right to the gate.
Yeah.
We got a couple
that's
of customers out of it.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Any way you can get it. Yeah. You got to do it. Yeah. It's a big to do up. I don't know if you folks out there listening know anything about Chasco, but I'll tell you, it is a big week of nothing but events. Let's get to Teddy real quick on the line. Teddy, can you hear me, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
How you doing this morning, sir?
Doing well. Good morning, good. Mike. D, how we doing?
Good morning, Teddy. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Doing good.
What you got going on over there? What do you got in Listeningville over there today, Teddy? What you got for us this morning?
Listen, the people you've been having on, tremendous. More interesting, and I got a shout out to this lady you have next to you there. We met doing a sponsor for a nonprofit, and her giving attitude for the community and what she does, it's tremendous.
Awesome.
10-minute conversation with her, she's the real thing. I mean, you can see her mindset for food service, why she's so successful. And for me, being a food service industry person, I like to shout out companies like that because we get such bad reviews, like you spoke about rats in the kitchen before.
Yeah.
And then when we have a business and a business operator that makes our industry shine and that gives back to the community, there's nothing better than that. So, Pete, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much. And I think he's referring to the fundraiser that we did last year.
Gotcha.
We do something every year called giving cards. It's a $5 coupon that you purchase from us. It gives you back $60 worth of free product all year round in the form of a different offer every month. We raised just over $37,000for Folds of Honor.
Really?
It's a huge passion of ours. My multi-unit manager, Jen McConnell, up in Trinity, spearheads this every year. And so far for the past 2 years, actually, I think it's been 3 years, I'm not certain, she's won it for our entire company.
That's amazing.
Her two stores, Brooksville and Trinity, came in first and second on that.
Very cool.
But they really put a lot of energy behind it.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's for a good cause.
We sell them live on Facebook. We sell them face-to-face. I'm in everybody's face when it comes to that.
Love it. Love it. You got to help out, and you got to give back whenever you can. I love everything about it. And speaking of that, Teddy, I just want to give a shout-out to Teddy because I know you're still on the line. I do the free kids meal giveaway during spring break and Christmas break and all that. So we launched that initiative this past Monday. And I just want to say to you, Teddy, on the air, thank you so much for your generous donation. You gave me hams, you gave me bread, you gave me cheese, you gave me everything I needed to make this event successful. And I just wanted to give you a thanks while we got you on the air and let you know that it's going over really, really well. We've been feeding about 40 to 50 kids a day so far this week, and it's going to keep going. I do during spring, anytime school's not in session, spring break, Christmas break, summer break, that's treacherous. You know, a lot of times we're not in a very, like some of the areas of Newport Richey are affluent, like if you go to like Gulf Harbor, it's on the water.
Demographic issues.
If you go a little further east towards where my restaurant is, it gets a little tricky. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, the parents for kids don't have the ability to feed their kids unless school's in session. That's the only meal they get. So we step in during the breaks when there's no school, and we give away free kids' lunches.
We should really collaborate on that because we did that for the Boys and Girls Club up in Hernando County. And boy, we put some smile on those kids' faces.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, it's the best. You know, the kids walk in the door, and, you know, they don't even have to come in with their parents. I don't care. But my only stipulation is I just got to see the child that's getting the meal.
Right.
Because, you know, I've had some parents walk in, and, you know, one guy came in last year over spring break, and he got mad at me. He's like, I got seven kids at home. You know, I need seven meals. I'm like, where are they? He's like, they're at home. I'm like, buddy, I can't just give away seven meals to everybody that walks in the door. I got to see the kid. I said, I'll give you free food all day long, but I got to know where it's going. You know what I mean? So that's my only stipulation across the board is the child's got to be present in order to get. So it's one meal per kid is what it is.
Right.
And it's nothing crazy. I do like a little simple sandwich, a little ham and cheese sandwich. Teddy brought me some macaroni and cheese product. So I put a little cup of macaroni and cheese in there, and then a juice box to go with.
And some of these
kids,
this is literally their only meal.
I know. Yeah, I know. And so
that's so sad.
We try to help out. You know,
think about when I was a kid, just going to the refrigerator and it's always packed.
Yeah.
There's always Pop-Tarts and cereal and all kinds of snacks.
Yep.
Back when cereal was $1.99 a box. Yeah. But now you see some of these families and they open their refrigerators and you're just like, how are these kids eating?
Yeah, it's scary sometimes. Yeah, it's scary. So, you know, like I always tell everybody, I don't have, I've got a little bit more than some. Mm. I've got a lot less than many. But if I have a little bit more than some, I'm always willing to give it back a little bit just to kind of help out. And
if I have it, you have it.
Whoever's in need, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's just how
we
operate.
Our ownership is very much like that. They're very giving people.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there's, and if you can do it, do it. You know, and I get it. If you can't do it, then don't do it. Yeah. But if you have the ability to, why not share it a little bit and just make somebody else happy too? You know what I mean? I'm not a greedy person. I just need to pay my bills.
Right.
You know, that's all it comes down to.
You know, a lot of restaurants have food that they have to throw out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is there so much regulation or whatever that you can't find a way, or that they can't find? I'm not speaking just of you, but the restaurants can't find a way to get that to people that are going without.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's food banks and there's different associations.
Will they come pick it up? Or
some of them will.
I just heard that there's regulations, you know, it's not sanitary or whatever. You know,
I'll be honest with you. Some of these people that come out of pocket and ask for meals need to actually invite the restaurant ownership to the facility that they're actually asking for those meals for.
Yeah.
Every year, or without fail, we have at minimum 20 schools come out of pocket and ask us for free food for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Every time. I'm doing one next in a couple of weeks. I've got one coming up, as a matter of fact.
We did it for a lot of years.
Yeah.
It doesn't come back.
Yeah, I know. You get it.
They call every week. Every week.
Yeah, looking for donations, they're looking for gift cards, they're looking for, and you know, and what I tell everybody, in fairness to everyone, I came up with this line, you know, it's pretty standard.
Right.
I tell them when they walk in, listen, I get a lot of requests for donations and gift certificates and food and whatever. And I said, I'm not in a position to accommodate everyone that walks through my front door. So in fairness to everyone, what I do is I'll take whatever donation requests you've given me. And at the end of a 2-week period, I'll just do a lottery system and pull one out. And that's who wins it at the end of that week. Then the rest of those.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, the rest of those just go into the trash and we start over again.
Well, unfortunately,
there's some that abuse the situation.
Of course.
It ruins it for everybody
else.
That's why
you just got to monitor and you got to do, and you got to be smart about what you're doing. You know what I mean? That's why I just kind of do
like you said, the one
draw
with the seven kids. If they're really that hungry, they're good. Seven kids are coming with you.
And here's the thing. He may very well had seven kids at home. I don't know, but he didn't have them with him. And that's my only rule. So I want to see the kids. It says it clearly on my site, you know. Yeah. And I don't know. You probably got to
follow the rules.
Yeah, you got to follow the rules, you know.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah, at least. But anyway, so yeah, that's what we got going on over there at Goodfellas. But Teddy, I just wanted to give you a thank you for your donation. Update on my wall at the restaurant. Dee, you don't know, but I had this mural painted on the side of my wall over at the restaurant, and got this guy to come in, did a beautiful job. It's kind of like the name of the restaurant is Goodfellas, so it's kind of like a mob kind of theme or something like that. You know,
by the way, Sicilian over here.
Yeah, that's, and Goodfellas is my favorite movie of all time, so that's why I decided to name the restaurant that. And it's got notoriety. I contracted a guy. I had this big blank canvas wall on the side of my building. I contracted him to come out, paint this beautiful mural, kind of like mob theme, whatever, on the side of the building. Looks great. Did a great job. 2 weeks after that, I had the city of Newport Richey come over and say,
you didn't
get a permit.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. So I wasn't there. I was actually doing the show that week. I get back and said, he's going to follow up with me in 3 weeks. So
Did they charge you impact fees?
I don't know. I haven't.
I've actually heard that. They charge you impact fees because it impacts the flow of traffic.
Yeah, probably. I haven't followed the rules. And guess what, Dean? My mural is still on the side of the building.
Yeah.
And I contacted this guy last week, left him a message on his voicemail, and he never called me back. So he mustn't want me to take it down too badly. I called him last week, and he didn't call me. So, I mean, the hell with it. I'm just going to run with it and see what happens. I don't care. What do you think, Mike?
What are you going to do, paint over it? Come on, man.
I'm not going to paint over it. I'm not.
Listen, we did a mural on our St. Pete page, too.
Yeah.
I mean, our St. Pete page. Our St. Pete building. Yeah. The whole side of the building. Because everything blends in down there.
Did they make you jump through the hoops in St. Pete?
They did make us jump through the hoops, yeah.
I had no idea it was going to come down to that. I just said, yeah, paint the building. It's mine. You can do what you want on it, right?
It affects the traffic. I don't understand that, but...
That's so stupid.
We could paint a different mural on there. Yeah. Something a little more offensive.
Well, now, I've got a mural in mind that we could probably put on there.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you're thinking of the same one.
I think we are. I mean, we can really get it going. You know what I mean?
When the Chasco Parade comes around next year, I told my workers, that's what we're going to build a float. And it's going to be exactly
what
you're
thinking. Are you really
going
to do a float?
You know, it's not a bad idea.
You really should. That'd be awesome.
I wouldn't mind doing it, but I don't know.
A Goodfellas themed float. Can you imagine?
Look that'd out be for fun. Code enforcement, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We throw out half sandwiches at people instead of beads all day long. Open your mouth.
Why? I throw cookies at people.
Right, so why not? Yeah, it makes sense to me. So, yeah, we were talking about it, though. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Coconuts?
Oh, my God. You want me to kill people?
That might leave a mark.
Hey, man, it's New Orleans, Mardi Gras.
Why don't you bring a potato gun on the thing, too? I'll just start blasting people with potatoes.
Potatoes and Goodfellas t-shirts.
Sounds good. Yeah, right out of the gun. Yeah.
Bam, let's get them.
I love it. All right, that's the plan for next year, folks. We'll see you at Pasco, or at Chasco next year. Make sure you wear your riot gear, because you might get hit in the head with a potato, but I'll give you a t-shirt in the meantime.
You're going to need some Kevlar.
You heard it here first, folks. Right here, Kevlar. Oh, that's good stuff. So anyway, that's the update with my mural on the wall. Like, nothing's happening. So, it is what it is.
And the county moves at a snail's pace.
Yeah, exactly.
So whenever, you know, they get a wild hair.
That's it.
Yeah, they are not quick.
No, they're not. Mike, what do you got for our show this week, man? Did you come up with anything?
I did come up with a few things. I had a couple questions for our guests
here.
We
love questions. Take the floor, Mike. This is your show.
So,
I feel like there should be a drum roll here.
So when you buy, so you're franchised, right?
Yes.
So does the franchisee decide who you order your food and everything from?
No.
No, they do
That's
not. That's corporate governed.
Yeah.
So you get to decide that yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
That's cool.
Corporate bids this out every single year.
Okay.
So it goes up on the table. We've never changed, at least not in the 7 years I've been here.
Right.
It's different now that we're growing and we're moving up the states, across the United States. The DCs are getting bigger.
Right.
So we're employing more companies as we go through this.
Okay, so basically the more you stretch out, the more you have to.
But primarily it's two companies. We have to stick with ProAct for our vegetables so that we can trace it.
Oh, which makes sense.
And then everything else comes from one other supplier. So
is that just so the menu stays consistent wherever you go? Or?
Consistency is key to success.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go to Burger King and find it one way here and one way at another store. And if you do, there's a problem.
Yeah. Somebody needs to know about
that. So the consistency of our product, it's made the same way every single day without fail.
But if they were making $20 an hour, it'd be the same.
If they were making $30 an hour, they wouldn't complain about making it.
That's true.
How about brick and mortar? When you decide that you're going to open up a chicken salad chick, do you decide that, hey, me and my other investors, we're going to purchase this building, or are we going to lease this building?
Well, Paul is the guy that handles most of that stuff, and he is absolutely the one that will purchase the building.
Right.
So we built Brooksville and Trinity from the ground up.
Okay.
The St. Pete building, we don't own that, but I don't think that was an option because it's in the historic district.
Right, obviously.
But he's very much the person that would buy the building because it's just a lot easier.
Well, yeah, you own the building. You're not dealing with the lease. There's no incremental raises. You're not in a plaza with someone else. You know, you're not
dealing with that. Paul is very much the real estate person behind all that.
Okay, and then after what basically happens is your sales and your bottom line go towards paying your mortgage as opposed to paying just rent and a square place where you never gain anything. There's zero equity ever gained.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious. And then also, how do you find employees? Just random question.
To be honest with you, it starts within the four walls. So
Everybody
I am
has
not
a friend
afraid
that
to
has
walk
a friend
up
that has
to
a friend.
Somebody and say, you're adorable. Are you looking for a job?
Right.
You know, what grade are you in? You know, just have to hear that ninth grade, you know that they're old enough.
Yeah,
because you can't ask that question.
Right.
But we do a lot of on-the-spot hiring when they walk into the restaurant. If we like them, you know, let's throw an application down. You look like you'd fit the part here.
Okay.
It's very chicky, very chicky. You're on a stage.
Well, yeah,
and that's what we want. We want you to engage with the customers and stuff like that. But I'll be honest, through the COVID years, we did have a little bit of trouble keeping employees. Right now, it's difficult finding daytime employees.
Yeah.
And not so much for all of the locations, but our more residential areas, like our Trinity location, they struggle trying to find those daytime people because they're more professional in the right. professional industry.
Right.
More so than, you know,
and the kids are all in school.
The kids are all in school. So exactly. We're looking for that mom that only needs to work from 10 to 2.
Yeah.
You know, we're not looking for somebody that needs a 40-hour a week. You have to make $1,000 a week. We're not that person.
Right. Okay. That's fair. Right.
So we have a good retention here, too. So we hold on to our employees for a long time.
That's it. That's a key to success in this
that's
business.
That's the key right there.
100%.
Wait a minute. High school kids having a job? Is that something new?
Well, talking to them is new. And if you have a cell phone, you could talk to them a whole lot easier, even if you're in front of them.
Oh, how hard is that to manage, Dee, in the business with the phones nowadays?
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
What is your official stance company-wide on cell phones?
If you're a mom and you have a child, right. you can keep your phone on vibrate in your pocket, but I don't want to see it.
Right.
But phones are very unprofessional.
Of course they are.
We don't want to walk in and see you typing on your phone. Yep. Talk to the customers that are walking. Yep. They're paying your bills.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, it's hard for them to understand that mentality, too, when they're, right. they're kids. Yeah, I mean, they want to get the hell out of there.
But
so
I blame
they go,
school. Yeah. I blame school for that because they're not teaching them how to be in the workplace.
Yeah, they don't enforce it.
Yeah. No.
They don't enforce it. And to me, that's the worst thing to see in a restaurant
right. yeah.
when your server is over there on the phone.
Of course. And your glass of water is empty and you're sitting there thirsty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
I did one time. Can I get your number so I can text you when we need something?
Right, and make it easier. He's like, absolutely. Make it easy on me, of course.
We'll run out of time. I'm going to get 3 minutes left. I went to your menu. Two things jump out at me right away.
Okay.
Jalapeno Holly.
Yes.
And the Olivia's Old South.
Correct. Yeah. Olivia's Old South. So, I'm not a pickle fan. So people ask our honest opinion, what's your favorite flavor? My favorite flavors are Dixie Chick and Fancy Nancy.
Mm.
And I've been known to mix them.
And this Saturday, why don't you take a trip down there, man? Why don't you get one?
Can I take a scooter ride up there once
go
in a while?
Go get your Easter cookies. We have Easter egg cookies.
I want the Jalapeno Holly. I'm going to try
Jalapeno Holly is one of our most popular flavors. Yeah.
You can mix and match. You can get one of each, and then you get another one on the
house.
Now,
the buffalo, is that got the buffalo sauce mixture?
Okay. It's got a buffalo sauce in
it. Probably nice.
You can make a nice dip with that, too. We promote that at Christmas time. Put cream cheese on the bottom, the buffalo on the top, put it in the oven, bake it off. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Very cool. Well, we definitely want everyone to go try this out because it is an amazing restaurant. I've been there, and I love everything about it.
Thank you.
No, of course. No, you guys do it right, and you know what? You got to give accolades when they're due, and you guys definitely do it right. And I'm fortunate enough that it's almost in my backyard, which is nice. Mike, let me tell you about a few things that I hate, man. All right.
You know what? I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, coffee.
I got about 2.5 minutes. Yeah, I got about 2.5-3 minutes left in the show, and I want to get through this list as quickly as possible. You know what I hate, Mike? This really gets me going, man. I hate it when I'm walking through a store, any store, and there's somebody on their cell phone, but they're not on their cell phone. They have it on speaker. So you can hear that entire conversation from any part of the building that you're standing in. And then they move the phone from their ear to their mouth, ear to mouth. Just put it to your ear.
I'll one-up you.
Please do.
When it's in a different language.
Okay.
It's so much better.
Yeah, that's
so much more awesome.
That's even more fun.
It's more fun.
I hate that. I can't stand it. It drives me nuts.
I'm with you.
Yeah. You know what else I hate?
I think of assault.
While we're on the topic of phones, you know what else I really hate?
What's that?
I hate the stupid auto predict feature on the iPhone. When I go to type a text message, I don't want it to assume that I'm going to say a word that I'm not typing in. I want it to type exactly what I'm typing
in. Right, because duck, goose is not what we're trying to type.
No, absolutely.
I have never typed duck into my phone one time.
But it pops up every time.
It pops up every time.
Every single time. Why does it not have a catalog of my favorite words to use? And duck is not one of them.
Well, how about the voice text? Totally gets it wrong.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I voice text going to get the faucet and it came out coming out of the closet. And I didn't realize it until.
My husband uses the voice text.
That is so funny.
He's got a very thick Brooklyn accent still, 30 years later. And he uses the talk to text and voice and stuff he has sent me. I'm like, really, reread that text message.
I do it on my watch, and it gets really scary.
Yeah, it gets a little rough on mine, too. I got time for one more quick, and then we got to end the show because we got about a minute to go. I can't stand passwords. How come every time I type in the password that I know is correct, it tells me that I'm wrong every damn time? Why?
I have a book with all of our passwords, 5 stores. We have different passwords for everything.
Terrible.
So we try to make them all the same, and then somebody will forget the password, change it, and 30 people have
and
to change it.
And next thing you know, then it's over. Hey, listen, guys, we had a really good time today on the show, and I want to thank everyone that was out there listening to us. Dee, thank you so much for coming in studio
with us.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I know you're very busy, and you got a busy day in front of you. Mike, as always, it's a pleasure sitting next to you, and I look forward to this day every week. Listen listening audience out there, thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Knife and Fork Radio Show.
Hell yeah! WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And then let us be.
Fallen crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried's